Today we celebrate Mark the Evangelist, who is often thought to be the scribe for Peter, the apostle. And so in some ways, this early gospel is seen as maybe Peter's gospel. There are some things that are quite interesting about Mark's gospel, but one of the things that is most interesting is that this is a gospel that happens in a hurry. I forget, there are 16 chapters to the gospel of Mark, and I think something like 18 times is the word immediately used. Jesus immediately went here. Jesus immediately did this. There's no time to waste in Mark's gospel because there is so much to be done. There is so much to be proclaimed. And it is so urgent that the means to which this proclamation is effected is in the faith of the recipients. It's in Mark's gospel more than others where it's the faith of the individual that results in healing. It's the faith of the individual that results in a miracle. It seems in today's gospel, those who heard Jesus and saw his kind of immediate need to go everywhere and everywhere, even when things might have seemed to be more effective to stay even longer in a place, like when things are going so well and everybody's looking for him, he says, we've got to go elsewhere. We've got other towns and villages to speak to. But it seems that immediacy is also picked up by the 11. They hear Jesus, they listen to his words before he is ascended into heaven, and then they immediately go forth and proclaim the good news. They don't linger, they don't feel sad, they don't whatever. They are immediately out to proclaim the good news, and they go forth to preach everywhere. In some ways, maybe that's the message for the church as we see it today, that we need a little bit more immediacy in the task of preaching. I think every single one of us is called in one way or another to preach, not necessarily at Mass, of course, like a priest giving a homily, but we do proclaim to people the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we need to share that same immediacy that Jesus had in our lives so that we will be effective in proclaiming the good news.